Hey guys, and welcome to the FBF podcast. In this show, we talk about crucial topics regarding the future of human existence and introduce to people as fascinated by future as we are. Today, we're talking about the traveling because we are currently in the month of May, and in the month of May, I've decided to make a lot of podcast episodes that go with the topic the future of traveling. So also today we're talking about traveling, and especially we're talking about travel agency. So some of you might have already had some experiences with travel agencies, and whether they positive or negative, we're talking about today about the future of a travel agency, because a travel agency is per se nothing digital but something that you have to go to physically, and everything that is well concepted like that well is seen a bit critically by us, because we know that digital first strategies have disrupted quite every industry. So why should this not be the case with the travel agency industry? We look at the case, and yeah, now I wish you great fun with the episode, and let's start. First of all, it would be best to clarify what I mean by a travel agency. So by a travel agency, I literally mean a like building or anything that you go to physically in your city or in your region, and you go there, you talk to the travel agency people and agents, and you book a vacancy, a holiday by talking to them, by saying that I want to go to Egypt in June for 3 weeks, please look up a hotel for me, look up a flight for me, and do the offer. Okay, so I think many people have already had some experiences with travel agencies. Me myself, I also had a few experiences with travel agencies. I have to admit, rather negative ones, but this should not influence the podcast today in any sense, because I want to be neutral here, and I really want to look at the travel agency industry neutrally and look at how can that industry, or how is it how will the industry probably evolve within the next year. So of course there have been some fundamental disruptions in the industry of traveling. Three keywords that might give you a clue what disruptions I'm talking about: Airbnb, Skyscanner, Uber. This is something that, is in some case mirroring the trend of individualization and of human-to-human interaction in business. So what we see here is that there are many, many more do-it-yourself travelers than there have been, 10 years ago or something like that. So yes, there are possibilities for a travel agency model to persist and to see digitalization as an opportunity, not as a threat. And exactly that are these travel agencies that have the potential to flourish within the next years, and not to go down or end by digitalization, because digitalization is nothing that has the goal to end everything that is per se not digital, something like travel agencies, but it has the aim to well, personalize things a lot more than they normally are, and to get the individualization and personalization into every aspect of a human life. Okay, so the three platforms that I've just named have transformed the way we think about domestic and international travel profoundly. This is also what a author writes on the internet page Travelport Loco Mode, and I've put the link to the article I'm referring to in the show notes, as I always do it, so that you can do your further research. Exactly. So these platforms came overnight, so they did not warn the travel agency industry, I'm sorry guys, we want to change the entire way people think about traveling. But they were a result of technological development, and this is something you cannot predict, or you couldn't predict. Some people could have predicted it, but most of us wouldn't have predicted a Airbnb concept to arise in, I don't know, the past years. But it is a trend that is not to be underestimated, and the trend I'm talking about is, as I've already said, the do-it-yourself traveler. So I'm sorry. With the entire Airbnb story, with the entire Skyscanner apps and something like that, also Momondo, etc., it has gotten so easy for a traveler, to organize the entire travel by themselves. So it's so easy today to look for a cheap, easy Airbnb host that is eager to give you an apartment or a room for the dates you're looking for an accommodation. And it's so easy to look up a really cheap flight at Skyscanner, and there might be not a single travel agency that could have done it better in that way. But what is the big but in the entire discussion? Actually, yes, it's the human-to-human value that is represented in these, startups and these digital travel businesses. It's the, the comfort, the readiness of the offer, and also it's so easy. But the bot about it? It's actually that it's not that safe. So of course it has disadvantages to book yourself, not over a travel agency, because you might have would-be DIY travelers have also recognized that organizing any trip can be a headache and a half. And when business travelers become stranded in Mumbai with a cancelled flight, a hotel room in a building that doesn't seem to exist, an unexpected layover of 35 hours, this headache grows to a migraine. Yeah, so that's what I'm talking about. It's the but in the entire discussion, that you might have some insecurities, you don't have the insurances you need, you don't have the right contract with your Airbnb host, and so on. So it's of course somehow more safe and more it's the selling point of a travel agent in the end, to not only stand out by simplicity, because That's not the case with a travel agency. It's not standing out by simplicity, but it's standing out by personal service. So that's the key point. Every travel agency is building its business around. It's the personal service as a selling point for their business. And they collaborate. The traveler in a crafting a trip that is tailored to the wants and needs to the traveler. So the traveler is going to the agency. The agency is building an entire trip that is really, that really is covering everything you want, everything you need, every criteria you, everything you're expecting. So this is like really the unique selling point of travel agency business in general, and this is something that the DIY travelers cannot get by organizing their travel themselves. Back in the days, this wasn't even possible. So back in the days, there hasn't been a Airbnb that has existed, or Skyscanner where you could find out the cheapest flight. No, back in the days, you had to go to your travel agency, because otherwise you would have totally been messed up. So that's it about this is the big point about travel agencies and the DIY travelers. And the other big point concerning the future of travel agencies is travel agents and technology. And here we can really make it short, because the sum up of what they say here in the article is that yes, travel agents need to stick to the latest technological possibilities, and of course they need to evolve the technology they use. Today, travel agents know that to compete with the digitalization of consumer travel, they need to level up with their technologies, because it's especially the streamlined travel management platforms that allow agents to remove the guesswork involved in free online booking tools. And any travel serious about finding the most convenient and economical way to get from A to B understands this. So this is what they say here in the article. It's also important for the travel agencies to do all the work about finding out what technology is the most advanced, and especially what technology they can use that the traveler itself or himself cannot use. So they need to maintain that gap, because if that gap is closed, if the traveler himself can do or can organize his travel the same way, the same quality, the same security that a travel agency can do, that moment a travel agency has no future anymore. So a travel agency needs a unique selling point, or at least a certain customer segment that needs the service of the travel agency or prefers it to doing it by himself. So what I mean by customer segment is also that some travel agencies can survive more or less by really focusing on superior traveling, because if you focus on a certain way of traveling, for example luxury travels with retreat components and so on, so there are a few agencies that do that in these days, you specialize yourself so much on a certain way of traveling that there is no other like platform that could do it better than you, because you specialize yourself so much. So these are the Oh my god, I got hitched. These are the most important, things that the travel agency in this industry has to face within the next years. So let's just do a little sum up of what a travel agency has to do in order to keep up the pace, keep up with the race of the best travel agencies and so on. A travel agency has get the gap between human to human interaction quality and the interaction of agents, travel agents, and human interaction quality, get that gap never closed. So hold that gap up. The quality of and the service of a travel agency has to be always better than the human to human interaction via a platform. If it's not better, it will die out. B, a travel agency has to keep up by figuring out what newest technology they have to use, so in order to get the best offers and so on that a normal traveler himself cannot use. And C, a travel agency, or this is a possibility how to overcome the difficulties. A travel agency has to look for a certain customer segment that they are focusing on so that they can overcome that difficulty of running out of customers. So that's been the episode. I hope you could tire a lot of information. As I've already mentioned, the link to the article is in the show notes. You can look it up by clicking on it. And we hear each other next time.